This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Mark Bergen. American farmers count on a steady supply of herbicides, fungicides, and insecticides to keep pests from destroying their crops. But the government shutdown is creating a backlog of chemicals needed to produce these vital tools. Abby Fentress Swanson reports.
Many of the ingredients needed to produce the pesticides that American farmers rely on are imported. Normally, the chemicals arrive at U.S. ports and Environmental Protection Agency personnel inspect the shipments. But since these EPA inspectors were among those furloughed during the shutdown, millions of dollars worth of chemicals are now being held at U.S. ports. Ray McAllister of the pesticide industry trade group Crop Life America says unless EPA inspectors get back on the job, this bottleneck could cause delays in production that would ripple through the farming industry.
Much of the corn crop in the U.S. is treated with fungicides and then insecticides before it's planted. Some of those may be delayed and not available for the treatment process to begin.
McAllister says unless the shutdown ends soon, spring planting could be delayed. Abby Fentress Swanson, Harvest Public Media.
Missouri Governor Jay Nixon is heading to Chicago for several days. The governor's office says Nixon will be attending a bipartisan governor's forum about leadership in times of crisis. The event at the University of Chicago is to feature presentations from former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani and former U.S. Treasury Secretary Hank Paulson. While in Chicago, Nixon also is to discuss about foreign trade issues with representatives of Brazil, Canada, Chile, Japan, Korea, Turkey, and the United Kingdom. Nixon is scheduled to return Thursday. Missouri's decision to not use the anesthetic propofol for capital punishment leaves the state with dwindling options as it seeks to execute two convicted murderers. Governor Jay Nixon last week halted what would have been the first U.S. execution to use propofol following threats from the European Union to limit the drug's export. Nixon ordered the state corrections department to come up with a different lethal injection protocol. Missouri could follow states such as Ohio and Texas that have turned to private compounding pharmacies to prepare new drug formularies, or it could seek to administer another FDA-approved barbiturate. An outside auditing firm has found deficiencies in the 2011 and 2012 Randolph County budgets. Casey Beard Bamer PC conducted an audit released in September on behalf of the Missouri State Auditor's Office. Deputy State Auditor Harry Otto says he does not anticipate how the Missouri State Auditor's Office will assess Randolph County until the full audit is completed.
We go in there with our eyes open, with a certain amount of professional skepticism, but we have to see what we find and then determine the grade accordingly.
Otto says the state's auditor's office goes back 90 to 100 days to perform a follow-up report based on the shortcomings found by the outside firm. For KBIA News, I'm Mark Bergen.